right, everybody. Hello, hello. Welcome to Thoughts and Rants and Jogging Pants. I hope you're well. Thank you for tuning in. I wanted to ask you, do you ever come up with a zinger? Or, you know, just think of something that you wished you'd have said and you had the chance to say it. There was this conversation you were in the middle of or whatever. And then, you know, several minutes later, you think of the thing, oh man, why didn't I say that? You know, do you ever do that? I do it all the time. I've noticed I've started to do it with the podcast, right? I don't know. I wanted to celebrate a few of those moments. You know, like if you're in the middle of a conversation and you come up with that zinger, something that's perfect, it's only perfect if the timing is perfect. You know what I mean? So you have to say it on beat in the moment. And it's like amazing, right? But if you miss that moment, and even if you're fumbling around to get it in there like 30 seconds later, 30 seconds later, it's not as funny. It's like after the moment, the clock starts ticking on how funny this line can be. But if I get something good enough, I'll try to work it in still. I'll even like try to work it in like, you know, I'll try and double back on the conversation like an hour later if I'm still talking to the same person. Oh, I remember when we were talking about this. Yeah, I meant to say blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? And then like try to get the laugh still, or I don't know, or hopefully just sometimes it's not even a laugh. Sometimes it's just something poignant or just a great observation and, man, a great argument or a great whatever. But it loses its punch if you don't do it in that right moment. So have a couple that I want to talk about. These are things that have happened in my podcast so far that, you know, when I was listening to it later, I was like, oh, why didn't I say this? Ah, you know, but I didn't like want to say it bad enough to like re-record it. I just, oh, well, I'll see if I can bring the topic up again and just add it in. You know what I mean? Like one of them I thought was funny. I did an episode about tattoos, right? I was making a remark, I think, about people that wrote down dates, you know, on their arms. You write down a date on your arm. I wanted to say like, why you gotta write your kid's birthday down? Your arm's not a fucking post-it note. Anyway, I said it now, and I know it's not funny, but I feel like it would have been. I feel like if I'd have said it just at that moment, man, that post-it note line, man. Anyway, whatever. I forced it in. I forced it in after the fact with diminishing returns, I know. It made me think of that this morning because I guess today, so I'm recording these episodes ahead of time. This morning I posted the one about The Price is Right and was talking about the 80s. And when I listened to the little soundbite I made for social media or whatever, I was talking about what, you know, you're just standing there staring at stuff. Like that's what the 80s was like. You're just standing there staring at stuff, like waiting in a lineup or whatever, right? And then I think I said something about you're staring at people. And then I was just like, oh, you know what? When I was listening to it this morning, I was like, you know what? Think about how many fights used to break out because of that. Do you remember this? You stare at somebody long enough to be like, what are you looking at? You know what I mean? What are you looking at? And then they get all tough, right? That used to happen all the time. Does that still happen? You know, or do we get along better now? Because you know what? I think nobody stares at each other anymore because everybody's staring at their phones. And so I think some of this stuff maybe doesn't happen. Is the world a better place because of it, maybe? I don't know. Could be a bright side to all this technology. Man, that could be one of the bright sides. Or maybe it just gets replaced with cyberbullying. I don't know. An asshole is going to find a way to be an asshole, I guess, right? But anyway, I just thought that was interesting. I haven't seen one of those. What are you looking at? Fights break out in a long time. I haven't heard of one, right? That shit used to happen all the time. But anyway, what are you looking at? What are you looking at? Are you staring at me? What you staring at? Man, I don't know. It just, you were always like, man, it could go down at any second back then, right? I don't know. Is it like that now? Or maybe I'm old and I'm too far removed from it. Nobody cares what I'm looking at. Anyway, whatever. Okay. I wanted to mention this thing. I used to work with, this lady. If you were talking to her and, you know, she was a good conversationalist, you know, and if you said something cool or interesting or thought-provoking or funny or something like this, every so often she'd be impressed enough by something that you said to write it down. And speaking of post-it notes, she write it down maybe on a post-it note, maybe on a piece of paper. And, you know, she would do, like, she'd fold it up and stick it somewhere. Or she'd write it on, like, a day planner, or she would put it somewhere. I believe, I'd have to confirm this, but I believe she liked to put them somewhere where she thinks she'll run across it later, right? I think that's a neat idea, actually. I wish I did stuff like that. Then, years, months, days, centuries later, you know, she would come across something, and she'd be like, oh, remember that? Ha, 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 ha. You know, and have a little laugh at it again if it was funny, or just have a little thought if it was, you know, thought-provoking or whatever. And I thought that was neat. Anyway, so sometimes, you know, we'd have a conversation and she would write down something that I said and just squirrel it away somewhere. That's how I know that she does this, because I had to ask her what she was doing. What are you doing? I'm writing that down. I'm going to put it somewhere, and then someday I'm going to come across it again, and you never know, right? Like, I'll remember, right? So a little while back, she messaged me. And she said, oh, I came across this sheet of paper that said, don't tell stories. That's what it said. Don't tell stories. And she's like, I can't remember for the life of me what that meant, but I know it was you, right? So do you mind, or if you can remember, do you mind telling me what that was all about, right? And so I just thought that might be something fun to tell you right now. So, when I was in high school, I think this is like grade 9, I used to have, you know, crushes on girls randomly, like I suppose would happen a lot at that age. Happened to me a lot. It was probably somebody different every month. I don't know. You know, but I wasn't like, I was pretty shy. I was pretty shy. And if that's surprising to people that know me, you know, I don't know, it shouldn't be. It's, I guess when I, once I get talking and I'm comfortable, I can really talk, but I'm shy a lot of times, you know what I mean? And anyway, I guess I can go into all of that later. It's not that a big part of the story, but I'm not super ballsy. I was never like, especially at that age, didn't have a lot of confidence, you know, to just make something happen. So if I had a crush on a girl, I maybe just kind of like her from afar, and that was it for a while. And until I got my shit together and I started to my game got a little better and whatever you want to call it and so forth as I got older. But grade 9, I was not where I needed to be. In my estimation, or anybody else's, I would say. So, it's funny to think about now. So anyway, that's what it was, grade 9, and I had a crush on this girl. And, you know, I would be hanging out with a few of my buddies around at school and stuff. And, you know, I would tell them, like, oh my God, this girl over here, she's in my homeroom class or something like this. And, man, I'm in love with this girl, you know. And I would just say stuff like that, irresponsibly, I would say, you know, in hindsight. I just tell them, I just never I don't know why I never thought they would betray my trust, but of course, you know what kids that age are like. Man, what was I thinking? I should have known better. So anytime this girl come around, you know, walking by or anything like this, dudes that I was hanging out with were just, whoa, look, man, oh, there she is. You know, like just acting like fucking goofs. Do you know what I mean? And I was so mortified and embarrassed and all of that kind of stuff. Anyway, man, I remember one time that happened, and we were sitting in the library. I remember that. And this dude that I was hanging out with that day, who I must have known at that time, but I can't for the life of me remember him now, or, you know, I don't know, like, I don't think I was close friends with him or anything like that, but whoever he is, maybe he was placed in my life just for that moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't remember who he was or what became of him, but he leaned over and he said to me, "Hey man, don't tell stories." And that's all he said. And you know what, man? Like, that's all he had to say. Like, I instantly knew what he was talking about, because what had I been doing? I've been running my mouth, right? Talking about this girl that I have no intention, you know, of talking to, of asking her out or anything like this, you know, go to the high school dance, or go to the movies, whatever. I wasn't going to do any of that. I had no intention of doing any of that. I was too shy. I couldn't do it, man. This guy's like, "Don't tell stories." And I was like, "Yes." And I never forgot that. And I use it in a lot of instances in life. You know, what are the parallels, right? One of them, I think, is definitely like, if you're not prepared to do something personally, professionally, or otherwise, don't say you're going to do it. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to call your shot, you better make the shot. Otherwise, keep quiet. Right? So, that means a lot to me right now. If you say you're going to do something, you better do it. Otherwise, don't say it. I'm okay with you not saying it if you have no intention of doing it, right? Like, the expectation is not that you have to do this, but if you make it the expectation by opening your mouth and saying you'll do it, then you better do it. And that's it, is follow through. It's all that kind of stuff, right? And it's funny how some goofy little moment, and I'm sure the guy that said that to me had no idea that there was going to be this like broader life lesson that I would forever carry with me. I'm sure he had no idea it would be like that. But for me, that's what it was. It always stuck with me. And so, don't tell stories. That's what that means. So, yeah, I thought I would share that with you. And I hope that you find it useful. And as a parent, I find it useful. I told my son this story as well. You know, it's important. Life lessons, baby. And I just had speaking of high school, oh my God, like, I find it funny when I am seeing, I like music a lot. I love music. Sometimes if you're sort of looking at something on social media, and maybe it's like an interview with some musician or pop star or rock band or hip hop group or whatever kind of stuff that you're listening to, and any good publication, I guess, and they're doing an interview maybe with the artist, they always got these questions to ask that make me laugh. And it's not the questions always that make me laugh. Sometimes it's the answers. I just think one thing they always say is, "What's the theme of this album?" You know what I mean? Like, "What's the theme of this album? Where were you? What were you thinking about when you were in your creative process?" And, you know, just all these bullshitty questions, man, that they ask. And then the artist has to come up with, like, they have to act like this is important. I don't know how to say. I know what, like, as I'm trying to say this, I know this sounds dumb. I believe more often than not that an album, no matter how great it is a collection of songs that you made in the past year or so. Like, I really feel like that's what it is. Concept albums aside, I really feel like that's what it is. But then you go and you make the album, especially like pop albums, my God. And that's the ones I see that, like, the interviews of most of them. It's just a bunch of songs you can fucking dance to, isn't it? Isn't that what it is? But, like, they got to do the interview. And if they say, I didn't really put any thought into it. I just made a bunch of bullshit songs and put them together. Like, they can't, you know, obviously say that. So they'll make something up and they'll be like, well, you know, with the state of the world the way it is and all the things I've gone through in the last year, I've been in, you know, a couple of relationships that didn't end well, and I'm coming to terms with blah 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 and coming of age, blah 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 blah. And I'm just like, meh. I don't think so. I'm not buying any of that bullshit. I just think it's a bunch of songs. But people love the theme question. And man, it reminds me of, like, English class from high school, you know, because the teacher always wanted to ask that, you know. Okay, we're going to watch this movie now. And then afterwards, we'll write a couple of paragraphs about the theme. And I'm just like, can I just enjoy the movie? Can I just watch this movie and enjoy it? Not like tie it to something and make it mean something. And, you know, can I just consume entertainment? You know, I don't know. And I'm not suggesting that I like light, fluffy stuff either, right? Like, sure, it could be great and very well thought out. But, like, why is it my job to, you know, to tell you what the theme is? I don't know. Anyway. I hated that when I was a kid. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, bullshit. I don't want to talk about this. You know, the theme, blah, blah, blah. Even, like, I started doing this podcast. Like, one of my buddies is like, well, what's the overarching theme of your podcast? I'm like, man, don't you know me? I'm just going to talk about stuff. Man, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. And like, I'm trying to think, well, what is the theme of this? I don't know. But you know what? Come to think of it, I do have to write a synopsis before I post it, and I'm able to do that. So I guess I did learn something in English class anyway. Maybe that's what I did. I subconsciously, I was listening and paying attention and learning all that shit. And maybe I use it in my podcast synopsis when I post it. And so I don't know. What's the theme? But anyway, the theme is don't tell stories. The theme is make sure you get those zingers out on time, or else they're meaningless. They have diminishing returns. I don't know. Sometimes I just want to talk to fill up the space. Is that so wrong? Does everything have to connect to everything else? You know what I mean? I don't know. Listen, this is Thoughts and Rants and Jogging Pants. Always such a pleasure to talk with you. I hope that you enjoyed the episode. Hope you continue to enjoy further episodes in the future, whether they have a theme or they don't. Bye-bye. Thank you. And see you later.